Okay, it's Bezir, 7th of May, on page Kuf Gimel. Start again there. Ma'avilas hi midas hachshad. How foolish is the trait of suspicion? Hachonekas kol regesh achva v'kirvas adasim v'eres kol midat tova mikirv hachever anoshis. That strangles all feelings of fraternity and closeness and destroys all positive midos from within human society. This pathetic one who suspects every kosher person and every friend, will he not trample and also suspect gedolei olam? Yishal she'ela v'lo yachshar esameshiv. I'll ask a question and not be suspicious of the response, the responder. Anargan hamafrid lo yachshar gam esavosav. It's interesting he uses the word nargan, which is really more of a kvetch, but it means he's not as satisfied with anybody. He thinks people are not doing well for him, and he therefore causes pirud, causes lack of unity, fractiousness. So will he not suspect his forebears, Vesakadmonim Kulam, all of those who came before him, Baale Trisin Beruach HaKodesh, it's like the shield carriers of Ruach HaKodesh, means the great bearers of our Masorah, person who's always suspicious, knocking everything down, I don't trust anything, so he's going to doubt his tradition also. A love, and of course the whole section we're learning is about Amunah. Amunah means trust. A love kosev achovas alvavas v'al tachshar avosecha v'meshem asu l'cha. Don't be suspicious of your forebears and what they handed over to you. V'al tistar atzasam shehoru oscha. Don't contradict their eitzah that they have guided you. Ki ein eitzah shetala b'daitcha shelo kidmucha l'daitah. There's no idea, no suggestion that you'll think of that they haven't already thought of before. V'amr b'misha masha mavosav, and the pasuk says, it's a pasuk from Mishlei, about the one who attributes guilt to his forebears. Dor tahar ba'enav mitzavasa l'ruchatz, dor aviv yikalel, a generation that in its own eyes is pure and it hasn't been cleaned from its dirt. It means like you're still in diapers and you think you're an old wise person. A generation that will curse its father. It's a cycle in the world that people grow older, gain a little bit of wisdom, and as soon as they get to the next generation, thinks they know better and contradicts them. The need to trust in a Masorah that's handed down is central, certainly, to Yiddishkeit, and a person who has a trust problem suspects everything is going to have a lack of faith there also. Bolit hadavar b'sheilos chacham ha'medes al ha'perak mizman lizman. This matter is very prominent and stands out. And he's using the word sheilos chacham sarcastically, like sometimes we say chacham, we mean a smarty. Like in the wise questions, again in quotation marks, that come up periodically. Right, there are in every age there are questions that people put forth, a lot of which come from a lack of respect. Leitzane hador hanigulishol she'ela b'tzuris ultimatum. The scoffers of the generation, which is a term you already find in Rashi and Chumash, but it means people who don't want to trust, who want to poke fun at things that are really important, have established a practice of asking a question more as an ultimatum. O heter, o imun barav. Either I get a heter, or imun barav, or no faith in the rav. Give me a heter or else. V'acherim adifim lo l'shal klal, and others prefer. Adif means better than. So madifim lo l'shal klal mechshas shami yakablu tshuva shlilis. They prefer not to ask, lest they receive a negative response. Can't do it. Gisha zu asas alok knafayim. This approach has grown wings. Vafilu b'nei Torah his raglul his chamek mishaelos v'gam leharach asushalom achar tshuvos. It's interesting. He's already in the 60s, and even b'nei Torah have gotten accustomed to hide, avoid shilas, and to have second thoughts, God forbid, about responses. Somebody, an attitude of suspicion, of lack of respect, of not trusting anyone. And he's saying it's taken root in society. He may be talking about like what the 60s did in general in the world and how that affects Torah culture also, I'm not sure. Chazal Darshan Yodea Lenagin She Yodea Lishol. So this is an interesting drasha. When Shaul HaMelech was overcome with paranoia, so they say to him, you should get somebody who can play music for you, it'll calm your spirit. And in describing the person who sought after, it says, Yodea Lenagin, and he knows how to play music. So the Gemara in Chay, like you see, quotes the Sanhedrin Tzadik Gimel Bay. The Gemara Darshan is the different words they use. And Yodei Lanagi means he knows how to ask. The next words of Darshan, he knows how to give interesting answers and filpul. I'm not sure why. I'm not sure exactly how Chazal saw that, that knowing how to make music is knowing how to ask. But he says, She'ela tzvichel tzaltzel kinagina, lo kema lumas patish. A shayla has to ring, it has to sound pleasant like a song, not like the smash of a hammer. I think what he means is this chachman asking a shayla too. There's an expression, shaylas chacham chatzi tshuva. The shayla of a chacham is half the answer, and it was based on, I wanted to know if this is okay because I know the halacha is like this, and I know that in this case it should be like that. So it's based on putting things together. Maybe it's similar to music in that you have to, there's different systems that coincide. There's concepts of suffix, there's concepts of how this halacha works. I'm not sure exactly how it parallels music, but music is a positive thing. It doesn't, it's not disruptive, it sounds good. So interesting that Chazal Darshan, he knows how to ask, means he knows it is based on knowing how to make music. And one should not have second thoughts after the hurrah, the guidance of a true gadol. This last pair is already on the concept of emunas chachamim, which is also an area of emunah. He's saying a person who doesn't have emunah is not going to have emunah there either. Okay, let's go to the 19th chapter. Avoda be'emunah, service with emunah. We've already said this was one of the four things that he spoke about. Imagination, imagery, is the key to emuna. Tziurim ma'urim u'machazkim esakoach v'him ha'mavasasim esamachshova. Imagination, I'm not sure that's the perfect word for this, because imagination almost sounds like fantasy, the way we use the word. He means picturing things rouses and strengthens one's ability. And they're what creates the foundation for thought. The way you envision things, the way I think about a person, a situation, a circumstance, is the way I'm going to act in that circumstance. V'lochein kasav ha-Rambam, that's why the Rambam writes, ki amuna, excuse me, is that right, mental picture of things.
It's like a North Star or something, you have a vision of things, where you're going, kivun or whatever.
I think it also makes it more vivid. I can have a theoretical concept, or I can have a real picture of what that thing looks like. Tzir gives it vitality, it flushes out what otherwise is just a theoretical. All right, a picture is worth 1,000 words. So a picture of a situation or a thing, it's worth more than words. So that's why the Rambam, we had that diuk in the Pirush HaMishnah, said that Amuna is Zehu Hatzir Hanachan V'Amiti, is proper imagery. Ila Zosef, so Harotza L'Chazik U'Lahamik Es Amunaso, person who wants to strengthen and deepen his Amuna, Zosi Avodoso, that's the Avoda, Kefisha Kosef Rebuda Alevi V'Kuzri, as Rebuda Alevi says in the Sefer Kuzri, a chosid mitzavis hamedame. the righteous person commands or summons his imagination. To like provide, I think what he means is like the grandest of the images that he has with the help of his memory. Meaning, I think he means like to draw on images that you can picture because you've seen them. They're in your memory. L'damos elav ha'inyan eloki ha'mavukash, to imagine for himself, or it could also mean like to compare for himself the sought after godly concept. Kimo Mamet Hasinai, Mamet Avram Yitzchak, Bar Maria. I think what he means is I can only picture something if I have something to compare it to. So a true Ovid Hashem who learns about Mamet Hasinai and reads the descriptions, so I can only picture it based on things I've already seen. But I can picture a grand scene. I've seen mountains, I've seen thunder, lightning rather, I've heard thunder. So he uses his imagination based on his memory to take truly godly concepts and strengthen them. Ukumo Mishkan Moshe v'Seder Avoda v'Chul HaKavod v'Hamikdash v'Zula Zaharbe. Like the Mishkan of Moshe Rabbeinu, the way the service must have looked in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash, the resting of the glory of Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash, and many other things aside from this. So, right. Yeah, it really does. We've had many renderings of these things, and today we have... you can watch, you can actually see what the Beis HaMikdash must have looked like. It gives you a picture. It's a big thing to imagine for himself how Yitzias Mitzrayim must have looked. Right? We just went through Pesach. That's what it's about. Kriyas Yamsuf, Hashiras Hayam, Kishemosh Rabbeinu Omer Tashir, Vachorivos Alpha Yisrael Onim Acharav. So they're saying part of Amuna in the past, which therefore gives us Amuna in the present and the future, is imagining, picturing what things looked like. It makes it real. So we'll have to continue this tomorrow, Mr. Shem, but he's going to say that's a big piece of strengthening Amunah. Okay.